Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast, where we help you plan your vacation in 30 minutes or less. Want more Disneyland news in your inbox? Sign up for our newsletter at disneylandwithkids.info. On this episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast, we're celebrating the one and only Mickey Mouse. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And I'm Julie from Mom Rewritten.
Today is a very special day in the history of the Walt Disney Company. And as Walt Disney once said, it was all started by a mouse. Julie, what's so special about the air date of this podcast, November 18th?
Well, today is Mickey's birthday, and it's Minnie Mouse's birthday too. But it wasn't always celebrated on November 18th. There's actually some interesting detail behind this.
Really? I always considered November 18th as like the solid birth date of Mickey Mouse. Now, I really need to know what's going on there. You'll have to fill me in, Julie, because today we're going to talk all about Mickey Mouse, some history, some trivia, and where to find him at Disneyland Resort and at home.
Yes, so that's great. Let's start with our first piece of trivia, and we want everyone listening to play along as well. So the Walt Disney Family Museum, in an article entitled The Birth of a Mouse, says that Mickey's official birthday changed dates seemingly every year for decades following 1928. In 1933, Walt himself proclaimed Mickey Mouse was born on October 1st, 1928. That was the day on which his first picture was started, so we have allowed him to claim this day as his birthday. But that date wouldn't last. So ranging from late September to December, Mickey's birthday was often altered to conform to specific promotions. And it wasn't until 1978 that Dave Smith, the founder of the Disney Archives, determined that the premiere of what film is Mickey's birthday?
Oh, I definitely know this one. It's Steamboat Willie. That's the one my kids always giggled at when they saw Mickey shaking his booty.
Yeah, that's right. So Steamboat Willie premiered on November 18th, 1928 in New York's Colony Theater. And now it's the day we celebrate Mickey all around the world. And in 2020, that makes him 92 years old. But Steamboat Willie wasn't the first cartoon to feature Mickey Mouse. It was just the first one to actually get picked up and shown to the public at that time. The same article from the Walt Disney Family Museum says the first Mickey Mouse cartoon actually completed was Plane Crazy, inspired by Charles Lindbergh's heroic first solo flight across the Atlantic. Its plot entailed Mickey and some animal friends attempting to assemble their own airplane. The cartoon premiered in Hollywood on May 15th, 1928, in the form of a screen testing, but it failed to obtain distribution. So the second Mickey Mouse cartoon, The Galloping Gaucho, met with the same fate. One unpleasant distributor even told Walt, "They don't know you and they don't know your mouse."
Oh my goodness, that is the saddest thing.
But that's pretty brutal.
I know. But that makes a lot of sense now, how they picked out Steamboat Willie as like the first one, because it was the first that the public saw. And one thing's for sure, we know Walt Disney and his mouse today. I finally completed Walt Disney's biography during quarantine, and there was so much I learned, especially during this time in all of our lives. The story of Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse truly gives us hope. I mean, Walt Disney never quit and he never backed down, even when everything seemed to be stacked against him.
Well, I haven't read that biography yet, but it definitely sounds like a must read for any Disney fan. My son has the Who Was book about Walt Disney, and I did read that. It's got so many fun little tidbits about his life and his determination. And in just a few short years after Walt debuted Mickey Mouse to the world in Steamboat Willie, and after many, many setbacks, Walt Disney did receive an honorary Academy Award in recognition for the creation of Mickey Mouse. So now we're going to skip ahead a few decades. And that's a hint, Jessica, with some trivia on those iconic Mickey Mouse ear hats. And I know you love those.
Oh, yes. I have a particular love for the Minnie Mouse headband ears. At last count, I think I have somewhere around 30, but I think I need to do a recount because I've had a couple of more shopping trips since then.
Wow. Well, you'll have to share a photo in the Disney with Kids group soon on how to display all those ears. So, Jessica, here's your question. When did those classic Mickey Mouse ear hats come into the public eye?
Okay, so you said skip ahead a few decades, which I'm going to say 1955, because that's the year Disneyland opened.
Well, you're right. It was 1955, but it was not exactly tied to Disneyland, even though they probably made their way there shortly after. Mickey Mouse ears actually started showing up first on the Mickey Mouse Club television show, which also premiered in 1955. And the hats were designed by Disney legend Roy Williams, who was hired by Walt as an artist in 1930. And my dad watched that show as a kid, and he used to reminisce about how badly he wanted his own pair of Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh my goodness, that's some awesome Mickey trivia. And just to think, comparing, I have over 30, and when they first came out, you know, your dad wanted one pair so badly. Oh, that's crazy. So now I'm going to turn a question to you, Julie, because I want to get back into Disneyland, like literally. But I want to know, how many places can you spot Mickey Mouse at Disneyland Resort?
How many places? Oh, well, that's impossible to even cover because there's so many, especially when you add in the hidden Mickeys.
True, true. That's a trick question. But let's talk about hidden Mickeys for a moment before we move on to spotting Mickey Mouse, the man, or the mouse himself, at Disneyland. Hidden Mickeys are just that. They're three circles placed just right, or a Mickey silhouette at various locations in the park. And it's just not as obvious. But once you train yourself to notice them, you'll be finding them everywhere, even in places that don't have anything to do with Disney. So Julie, do you have a favorite hidden Mickey?
I do. So when my oldest son was a preschooler, he spotted a hidden Mickey in one of the metal grates at the foot of the stage inside the Golden Horseshoe. And the last time I was there, I went to look for it, but the metal grate had been replaced with a wooden board. However, it had been repainted to resemble those old grates, and I was so happy to see that they had replicated that hidden Mickey, and this time it was painted on. So what about you, Jessica?
Yeah, I think I would have to say the one that's on the side of Docking Bay 7. So you see it just as you exit Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. The wall has three blaster holes set up resembling Mickey. And it's really funny to see the stark contrast of Galaxy's Edge to the rest of fantasy and a fairy tale like park. So I think that hidden Mickey makes it super fun to find.
Yes, I was with you on the opening day of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge when you first spotted that hidden Mickey. It's a great one. One more trivia question before we get into finding the actual Mickey Mouse at Disneyland. Are you ready for this, Jessica?
Okay.
All right. Mickey Mouse said his first words in a cartoon in 1929. And what did he say?
Oh boy?
Nope. It wasn't oh boy. It was hot dogs.
Oh, of course. It's just like the song in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I totally did not know that. Give me one more, Julie. I need to redeem myself for not knowing Mickey's first words.
Okay. Nowadays, you can find Mickey's likeness on everything from clothing to goldfish crackers. But do you know what the very first piece of merchandise was that featured Mickey Mouse?
I think it was a watch.
It was not a watch. Ugh. Although I have several of those. That's kind of my collector's thing. But it was actually a tablet of paper with Mickey on the front cover. And I can't imagine that there are too many of those collector's items around anymore.
Oh, that would be cool to have one, though. You know, I may not know everything about Mickey's history, but I certainly know where to find him at Disneyland. I want to mention that this discussion is pre-2020 closure, and some things will indeed change when Disneyland reopens. But there's one place you can always find Mickey Mouse, and that's the Disneyland app. Leslie and I covered this in season 2, episode 5, but let's dig in a little more and start with your favorite place to meet Mickey Mouse at Disneyland Resort.
Well, my favorite place to meet Mickey at Disneyland is inside Mickey's Toontown. Both Mickey and Minnie have their individual houses here, and guests can walk through Mickey's house into his movie barn. You can watch a classic cartoon in the queue, and then you'll meet with Mickey Mouse himself. There are multiple rooms where Mickey does the meet and greet, which also means that the costuming and the background scenes are different in each room. And there's several versions of Mickey that you might see, but my favorite is the Steamboat Willie version. He's wearing a black and white costume from the cartoon, and there's a replica of his boat to pose in front of.
Oh, that's the cutest. I haven't met Steamboat Willie Mickey, but that's a great point about what Mickey is wearing, because different places you're going to meet Mickey in different outfits. Now, we actually met Mickey in Toontown as well. I mean, several times we've done this, but my favorite time was when I took my nephew for an auntie and nephew day at Disneyland. He was 2 at the time. We'd gone on a few rides and he said, "Where is that Mickey Mouse? We need to find him." And I was like, "Yes, we do." So we went over to Toontown, which opens an hour later than everything else. And so we happened to be at the gates just at the right time. And Mickey Mouse was there waving to everyone at the gates. And lucky for us, Mickey picked out my nephew out of the crowd and grabbed his hand and walked with him all the way through Toontown to his house. You know, of course, I'm following behind, snapping pictures and running in front and just taking in the moment of Mickey and my nephew together. And then we were taken through the back entry into Mickey's house and got to have this special one-on-one time together. And that time he was wearing his tuxedo.
What a special memory. That is so fun. That's the Disney magic for sure.
Oh, it is. And I am missing that so much. There are also character dining options where you can meet Mickey Mouse. And we've covered those in detail in previous podcast episodes.
That's right. So you can meet Mickey in safari gear in Mickey's Tales of Adventure Breakfast, which we talked about in season 1 of our podcast on episode 12. And Mickey sometimes appears at Goofy's Kitchen, which is highlighted in season 1, episode 26, all about the Disneyland Hotel.
Yes, those character meals are great options, and you don't even need a theme park ticket for most of them. Shows and parades are one of the best parts of a Disneyland visit, and I do want to mention how grateful we are for the time and talents on display during those shows and events. Disney cast members are the heart of Disneyland Resort, and we look forward to bringing those quintessential Disneyland experiences back real soon. So, Julie, where can we see Mickey Mouse in shows and entertainment options at Disneyland?
Okay, so here's a little bit of trivia before I answer. Before Walt Disney decided upon the name Disneyland, he'd actually considered naming the theme park Mickey Mouse Village. So you know how important Mickey Mouse is to the Disneyland theme parks, and you know that you're going to find Mickey in lots of places. There are many places to spot him in both Disneyland and Disney California Adventure Park. And to repeat what we mentioned earlier, some of these shows and entertainment options may return when the theme parks reopen, but we don't know the exact fate. So starting in the Main Street Cinema, guests can step inside to view classic Mickey Mouse cartoons from the 1920s and 30s. Mickey and the Magical Map is one of my favorite live stage shows. It takes place inside the Fantasyland Theater, and he wears his classic Sorcerer's Apprentice costume. And you're going to sense a trend here, because I think Disney knows how much we love seeing Mickey wearing this outfit. Mickey's also the hero of Fantasmic, the nighttime spectacular, and once again, he's wearing the Sorcerer Apprentice a costume, but he also appears in a classy suit with a sparkling sequin jacket. And the Magic Happens Parade features Mickey again in his Sorcerer's Apprentice outfit, but this time it's with a modern twist, and he rides atop one of the most beautiful floats I've ever seen. I can't wait for that parade to come back, because it's so beautiful, and hardly anybody got to see it before the parks closed. Mickey's Mixed Magic is a laser light show with projections and catchy music. And this happens occasionally, usually when the fireworks are not being shown. And speaking of fireworks, if you love looking for hidden Mickeys, you'll want to keep your eyes on the sky during one of these amazing fireworks spectaculars, because you might spot a trio of fireworks bursting over Sleeping Beauty Castle in the shape of Mickey's silhouette.
Oh, those fireworks are so perfect. They just end your Disneyland day with a magical note. There's so many places to meet and see Mickey, and we still have to get to California Adventure. So take it away, Julie.
Yes, moving over to California Adventure, Mickey greets guests on Buena Vista Street dressed in his 1930s outfit. Mickey's PhilharMagic is a newer show, though it's been at Disney World for years. Mickey's PhilharMagic is a 3D movie that once again highlights the Sorcerer's Apprentice, but this time it's specifically the Magic Hat. And Mickey's face adorns the Pixar Pal-Around Ferris wheel, which was formerly called Mickey's Fun Wheel. And you can find Mickey wearing his Mickey and the Roadster Racers costume during the Disney Junior Dance Party show. That's perfect for younger kids. And of course, throughout the year, you'll find Mickey around the park. He's wearing his seasonal costumes at Halloween. There's a giant Mickey jack-o'-lantern on Main Street. During the holiday season, Mickey's always found wearing a winter sweater, riding aboard a float in the Christmas Fantasy Parade. And during Lunar New Year celebrations, Mickey wears a traditional Chinese costume.
There are so many places to see him. And I was just thinking also about the partner statue with Walt and Mickey in Disneyland. And then at California Adventure Park, you have the storyteller statue right in front of Carthay Circle Restaurant, which is Walt and Mickey arriving in Los Angeles together. Julie, one of my favorite Walt Disney quotes is, "We keep moving forward, opening up new doors and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths." There's some exciting things in our future with our pal Mickey Mouse. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. So now for the big new attraction coming to Disneyland Park. It's already opened at Disney World's Hollywood Studios called Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. This ride, which is currently under construction in Mickey's Toontown area at Disneyland, is going to be an attraction for the whole family. There's no height requirement. It's based on the popular series of shorts and features some new special effects. So unfortunately, we're probably looking at a 2023 opening with the construction delays that happened in 2020. But I'll close with a few bits of trivia on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. This is the first ride at any Disney park that stars Mickey Mouse and his friends. And it's really hard to believe that they haven't had their own ride all these years. Also, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway boasts that it's the attraction that contains the most hidden Mickeys. So I wonder how many times we're going to have to ride it, Jessica, to find them all.
Let's just do it again and again and again. This is going to be so great. That means we can celebrate Mickey Mouse every day and not just on his birthday. Speaking of his actual birthday, which is today, the day this is going live, every year they celebrate Mickey's birthday at Disneyland. Have you ever been there to celebrate?
Yes, I have. I've been to Disneyland on November 18th for the last 3 prior years in a row. So I'm really sad to miss out on a visit for his birthday this year. And last year was Mickey's 90th birthday, and they had a lot of special merchandise and food offerings. It was fantastic. So how about you, Jessica? Have you been to Disneyland for Mickey's birthday?
Well, I haven't been on his actual birthday, but like you mentioned, last year they extended the celebration and they had a whole get your ears on celebration. So I say, since we're not at Disneyland today, let's everybody get your ears on, like at home. I'll pick one of my 30 plus ears put on and we'll have a celebration. I wanted to give a couple ideas on how you can celebrate Mickey Mouse at home, including those ears. You can watch Get Your Ears On my website, and also D23, Disney's official fan club, is hosting a free virtual event today on their Facebook and YouTube pages. So check it out, whether live or watching the replay. Julie, what are some other ways our listeners can celebrate Mickey Mouse today and any day?
Well, thank heavens for Disney Plus, so we can all get our daily Mickey fix. And even though my kids have already watched the Mickey Disney Mickey shorts many times over, they still enjoy them. And I adore watching the classic Mickey cartoons, including my favorite, which is Mickey's Trailer. Jessica, do you prefer the new shorts or the classics?
Oh, I would have to say classics. I feel like the new shorts have a different look to them that you kind of have to get used to, but I promise I'll get used to them in time for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway when it comes to Disneyland.
And of course, you know, Disney Plus has so many other shows. You'll find the Disney Junior shows like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Mickey and the Roadster Racers, as well as the feature-length movies like Fantasia, which features Mickey as the ever-popular Sorcerer's Apprentice. So for fans of those Mickey shorts, there's something awesome. The news of a brand new series called The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse. And these 7-minute episodes will be similar to the Mickey shorts, and they are available to stream on Disney Plus starting today, November 18th. So are you going to be watching these today, Jessica?
Definitely. This sounds like a great way to celebrate at home. We may even make some Disney and Mickey themed treats to go along with it.
That sounds like a great idea. So I know I'm excited about them because the episodes will feature the lands at the Disney parks.
That is going to be so cool.
And I'm glad to have some new shorts for my kids to watch because I think we've all memorized the other ones. So, of course, there's other ways to find Mickey outside of the television. Disney on Ice is a traveling show that often features Mickey in some capacity. And I'm not a gamer, but I know you can find Mickey in some video games. And we already talked about Mickey Mouse toys and merchandise. So that's another way to bring Mickey home. Of course, Shop Disney is a great place, but you can find Mickey Mouse items just about anywhere. And at the grocery, you can even find Mickey premium ice cream bars, just like the ones that they sell in the parks.
Yes.
And if you're ever in Hollywood, you can spot Mickey Mouse's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was the very first animated character to ever receive one.
I love that. Yes, there are quite a few Disney-related stars on the Walk of Fame for both real people and animated characters. I love that this year and every year there are so many ways to celebrate Mickey Mouse. Now, a quick change of pace back into our Disney parks for our Would You Rather question. Nikki Y asks, which mountain would you rather ride over and over again with no wait?
Okay, I'll answer my favorite mountain, which is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. I just love that ride, and I could definitely ride that over and over again. How about you?
Oh, I'm glad you picked that one because it was a close call for me between Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and Space Mountain. So I'm going to pick Space Mountain. And since we get to ride it over and over, I'm going to pick front row. That thing just makes me giggle. Like my eyes start to water and I'm screaming and I'm having a good time. So let's do that one again and again.
Yes. And hands up, always hands up.
Always. You've been listening to Jessica and Julie celebrate the one and only Mickey Mouse. Continue the conversation in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group, and we'll talk to you again real soon.